Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your busy little beast, Dan Meredith. And that busyness is going to segue into a little bit about what we're talking today. So I know Jay's schedule is quite crazy right now. So just to give you an insight into the world of Dan, dear listener, as of recording this, I have soft launched a brand new coaching program. I am on the final edit of my book. And if anyone here has ever done any sort of large content creation side of things, you'll know this is where it gets grindy because you have to find all the little tiny mistakes. I'm booking a potentially quite ridiculous venue for like a summer party / book launch, which you, dear listener, will be invited to. And that's also coupled with, you know, trying to drop 8K just because I want to be super lean for that, because there's gonna be a lot of photos and videos and stuff. Trying to maintain, you know, my fitness, my training, my education, look after my current clients, record this podcast, see my mum and sister, make sure I'm present with them, and just generally be a human being. Now, all of these things are stretching me, but in a good way. Like, it's good. My day is full, you know, from start to finish. It is all blocked out. And one of the blocks we have in our diary every week that me and Jay have, it just says podcast. That's it. It says podcast. Yeah. We've also got, you know, mastermind we're attending, some stuff we're doing in London together. We've got a lot on, and Jay will probably share his bit in a moment. But one of the things that we said when we started doing this podcast, and I don't know what number we're on, I think we're on the 70s now, is that we said
80s. I think we're on the
80s. Now. Okay. So we're on the 80s now. And one of the things we said is if we couldn't see ourselves doing this for at least 2 years, you know, 100 plus episodes, let's not bother do it. We had a really good run with the first sort of season, for a better thing, of Body and the Beast. And, you know, to be totally honest with you, I'm sure there's weeks where me and Jay have so much on, you try and kind of carve out time from wherever you can, like 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, doing calls in the car, doing calls while you're getting your steps in, all that sort of stuff. But one of the things we said is that we were going to do this, and we gave each other a promise that we would show up either every week, or if we have, you know, stuff on, we'd make sure we record it so we would never leave you, listener, you know, where is the episode and stuff. And we'd said keeping your word to one another as friends and to you as the listener is one of the most powerful things you can do. So today's episode is a little shorter than our usual ones, but it's kind of like, it's a really, really simple subject we're going to talk about. And that is the fact, keeping your word is one of the most powerful things you can do professionally and personally. And just if you're the sort of person that does what they say they're going to do, you will go far.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to say before we go on to a subject, how are you finding it going in soft and stretching yourself?
Since when were you me on this podcast, Jamie?
It's just a genuine question because you said you were soft launching, so mm-hmm. It could be quite hard. It could be quite hard going in soft, I've heard. And, you know, especially when you go in so hard with everything, Dan, because you do, you know, you go at it really, really hard.
Yeah.
And then, you're stretching yourself as well.
Touch
so I just
wood.
Wanted to.
And you can't see what I'm doing with my hands, Jamie, as we record this. So far, the soft approach is also working well, but I never fail to go hard when it's required of me. And fuck you for completely derailing my train of thoughts, you Dan-esque dick on this podcast.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
what you're on about.
Of course you don't, Jamie.
Just genuine questions. So
yeah, you're a genuinely lovely person, aren't you, knob?
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. So do what you said you would do, and I've always lived by this. Be a person that says that, you know, they're going to do what they say they're going to do, mm-hmm. and. This is why I'm always reluctant to put something out there unless I'm 100% sure. Because when I do put it out there, it means that I've got to do it. Because I'm like, I put it out there, I get all these bags of nerves and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the difference between, you know, just discussing it with people and actually putting it out there. Because, and I think we spoke about this in a couple of episodes ago about why you should keep your goals secret. You know, a lot of people say that because when you tell people, you get a dopamine hit as if you've achieve the goal. And that's why you shouldn't. But also it's like, well, no, because what we're talking about is if you do what you said you would do and you've put something out that you're going to do something, you've held yourself super accountable to get it fucking done.
Yeah.
And the amount of things that I've turned around and said, all right, I'm gonna run backwards for 24 hours. And I'm like, I said it having never ran backwards more than maybe 100 meters. And I remember doing an hour and I was like, what the fuck have I done? And it was that fear because I've just, you know, it's like, there's no going back now. You get better at this thing, or that's it. You've said it now. And having that do what you said you would do is such an important thing because, once again, you build up that trust element. You see shit through and it will serve you time and time again in your life. You do not want to be that person who says they're going to do stuff and once again they don't do it, because people will not rely on you. You know, they might hear your words and say, yeah, I'll do that, but they know you, so they're like, yeah, I'm not gonna you know those people. You know, they say, oh yeah, I'm really yep, I'll be there. And you're genuinely surprised when they actually are. You don't want to be that person. You really don't. And I've got a few friends like that. You know, I've got a few friends that are, yep, I'll be there. And you guarantee if they say yes, there. And they're, you know, they're people you want to hang around with more. And then once again, you've got those ones that go, yeah, he's not going to be there.
Yeah. And you always know, now this is something as well that's, you know, whether it's professionally or it's personally, a degree of honesty is really key here. So one thing that we've spoke about this in a previous podcast about expanding the time between response and reaction. So what you, you know, initially think you're going to do. So if somebody says to me, do you want to do this on this date? Or do you want to do this? Or let's meet up here or do this thing or launch this, whatever. Okay. Old me would just often say yes. Okay. And as a result of that, sometimes I didn't follow through on my word because I just took things on. I said yes without thinking it through. I hadn't planned things. I hadn't seen where things were in my diary. So what I've done recently is, well, not recently, for years now, is just increase that time a little bit. So if somebody says to me, right, do you want to do this event? Do you want to co-host a mastermind, launch something together? Do you want to meet up? Do you fancy going traveling here? Whatever it may be, professionally or personally, yeah? I just take a moment to think, is that right? You know, is this logical? Is this in line with the plan? Do I have the time and the energy or resources to be able to commit to that action? So it doesn't have to take long. I'll often say to people, if they want to say, do me a favor, reach out to me tomorrow and I'll give you my decision then, because I just need to think about it, sleep at it. I need to look at my diary, see where it's doable. The things that, you know, we had the extravaganza, which was the big event a couple of months ago. Obviously, I've got the book launch and the new coaching thing that I'm doing now. We launched them now because I planned in the time that I need to do it. I had to, you know, make sure I was available to do the coaching. I was available to do the launch. There was enough time to bring people down. Had enough time to do all this kind of stuff. So it's all very well, you know, like I said, I'm a big fan of Parkinson's Law. As I've said before, you know, work expands the time you allocate to it. But I also have to be a realist. There is only so much time in there. There's only so much Dan that can go around and I can outsource and I can get people to help. But that little break between saying, yes, I'm going to commit to it and or making it public or saying, you know, confirming that I'm going to do the thing just to make sure it's realistic that I can actually commit to it. Because I would rather not do something than break my word. So it's a case of just giving yourself that little bit of time before you agree to things and not just saying yes because it feels like the right thing to do. If you don't want to do something, you don't think you can do it, it doesn't energize it, your energy automatically kind of retracts. And you feel like, oh, fucking hell. If it's not going to be good for you or add value to your life or move your business forward or your training, nutrition, whatever it is you're going to do, yeah, take a pause and say, do you know what? Maybe that's not the right time. You don't have to say yes. Okay. Saying yes to everything can be quite fun at times, just trying new things and giving new shit a go. But if somebody is relying on you, if you're going to do something, show up, speak, help someone out, launch something, help somebody to move, whatever it might be, yeah, that person is going to be then relying on you. I know I've had people who've given me their word. They said, I'm going to be on this call. Yep, we can do that together. And I end up chasing and chasing them. because they've committed to something that actually maybe in, you know, the cold light of day they didn't want to do, or it wasn't convenient for them, or it didn't interest them. And that's fine. There's no problems with that. But me being the sort of person I am, I will chase, I will follow up, and it ends up making the sort of the relationship or the connection a little bit icky. So I'd much rather just say no to things to someone who, like I said, maintain that friendship, that relationship, that connection, whatever it may be, than say yes and then either half-ass it, not want to do it, put it off. And it's kind of like, you know, we've both obviously had a background in, you know, personal training and stuff, and I've always pretty much had awesome clients, but, you know, maybe it's in some form of coaching. When you're still finding your feet and who you are and what you do, there's often someone in the diary that's maybe a little bit of an energy suck, or they're not like your right ideal person, or they're just not a good fit. And you end up dreading them in the diary. It could be like, you know, four or five calls or sessions in the day, like, oh, fucking hell, I've got to do that later. And you still do it and you show up and you do your best, but then you feel that immediate weight of relief once this gone, once that session is over. And it's just easier just to just not work with people like that. And again, not giving your word to people to do things that you necessarily don't want to do, and being really true to yourself and saying, can I do this? Can I not do this? If you can, commit, show up, do what you said you would do. And if you can't, don't do it in the first place.
I think this comes down to this counterintuitive thought process when it comes to people pleasing. Because a lot of the time that you're saying yes to people is because you don't want that person to be annoyed if you say no. Yeah. But what actually happens with that is when you say yes when you should have said no, that doesn't help you connect better with that person or that person like you. And added to that, it's better to be respected than to be liked. And this is such an important thing, especially when it comes to you being productive, you getting shit done, and you making a name for yourself in this world. People will respect you if you go, no, you know, I'm too busy, I do not want to do that, rather than, yeah, we can figure out a way of doing it. And it's all about being honest with yourself and also knowing where you are in your life currently. Because there will be a period of time when you're just starting out where you pretty much, I would recommend, and this is what I did, pretty much said yes to everything.
As we touched on earlier, saying yes at the start is useful.
Yeah, because then you start to realize, and this only comes with experience. Experience comes when you make mistakes and when you turn around and go, well, that was a fucking waste of time, or I'll never make a mental note to never say yes to something like this again. And you learn from those fuck-ups and mistakes. So I'm still learning these kind of things. You know, I almost went into a business agreement for something which I've just spent the last 2 years trying to get away from because it was an exciting opportunity for a potential massive outcome. But this is another thing that I say, don't allow feelings to affect your future. You know, when we get stress and anxiety, we tend to do the counter things that we should actually be doing, as in like we're afraid of doing something so we don't do it at all, when in actual fact we're afraid because it's something new and something strange that we've never done before, which is probably why you should do it. But when it comes to being excited about something, it can mask your actual thoughts and feelings, because you associate it with, you know, you associate good feelings with progress, don't you?
Yes.
And you feel this all the time when, you know, people go to like a self-development workshop, they leave with a, you know, a notepad full of ideas. Yeah. Like, wow, it was amazing. I'm so fired up and I'm so focused. I'm going to have so much success now. And then a week later, they're back to normal. Yeah. Because in that state of mind, you feel that you're making progress when you haven't actually done fuck all. And this is what, once again, what you said there with sleep on it. Take some time to get regulate your emotions, calm yourself down, you know, stop getting so excited about things, and then get more realistic. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? The answer is no.
Yeah.
And once again, the right decision. I was like, cool, imagine if I did say yes to that. I'd literally just have undone the last 2 years of
all that good work.
Of everything. 100%. So sometimes you just need to sense check, and that comes with that pause, as you said. That comes with that time of, once again, it's a nice mental model. Don't allow feelings to affect your future. And that's both positive and negative.
Yeah. So in a kind of, you know, as we said, you know, me and Jay are, you know, both busy, obviously, right now. But the things that we are doing and the things we are showing up for are the things that we have said we will do, come rain or shine. You know, realistically, obviously you have, you know, family commitments, you've got to get kids to school and nurseries and all that sort of stuff. You know, you have to get them there. You've got to eat, you've got to train, you've got to do the things. If you don't show up, if you don't do the work, well, then you can't afford the things that you need to do in your life. And people don't get looked after, things get left by the wayside. So again, that sort of pause that we said, and you're sleeping on it and being mindful of what you're saying yes to, what you're taking on, and thinking to yourself, is this going to stretch me too thin? Are you going to end up going, you know, fuck it, and throwing it in the, you know, the ever eponymous fuck it bucket, because you're like, nope, I've had enough, I don't want to do it anymore. Whereas actually, if you'd have been a bit more honest with the other person and yourself, you wouldn't have found yourself in that situation. So sort of in closing from me on this one, because we both have to go on and do some things today, it's a case of the whole concept of keeping your word is just such a powerful thing. If you're the person that people can rely on, that if they say, yep, I'm going to be there at this time, or that's going to be done by that date, you'll have it in your inbox by then. That conversation, I've got it covered. I'll make sure that is in your inbox by this period of time. Whatever the thing may be, being that person that does what they say they're going to do is such a powerful thing. You will be seen as reliable, honest, trustworthy. And you know what? The more you do of this, the more people will see how competent you are at just keeping your word. If you're the person that does what they say they're going to do, gets the shit done that they need to do on time, when they say they're going to do it, you will be amazed how many more people kind of give opportunities to you, are open to, you know, investing different things into you as well. Like, I've had people who've worked with me for years and years because I turn up when I say I'm going to turn up. I do my job. I don't make excuses. I get shit done. That's what I was known for, was just getting shit done. I kept my word. I did the things that I said I was doing. Not a clean sheet, not perfect. Obviously, there's things where I haven't managed to do that. But more often than not, a very, very high percentage chance, I say I'm going to do something by a date, I do it. And that, if you're the sort of person that can do that, you'll be amazed how far you can get ahead.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, somebody said there, no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There will be times where you said you're going to do something and you didn't manage to get it done.
Or, still a human being.
You know, or you forgot, or something else came up, which when it was a toss-up between two of them, you opted for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, you know, there are exceptions to every single rule. What matters in those situations is how you deal with it. Mm. And I'll give you some great examples of this when I've had like Mastermind down here a couple of years ago, you know, people paying a lot of money and driving down to me, and then I tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, fuck. And you're just like, right, you know, you're racking your brain of options, right? People can come down, and that is like, no, this needs to cancel. You need to literally get on the phone and cancel right now. And I know people are driving down from the you know, from the Midlands down. It's like, no, it's canceled. And what matters in that situation is that what you do in response to that. It's like, okay, this thing that, you know, we said we're going to do, we're not doing now, but this is what we're going to do differently. Mm-hmm. We're going to reschedule that date, and as an apology, I'm going to make sure you've got this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And it is how you overcome those things. And it's you know, it's counterintuitive to what you think. It's not exactly what we're talking about, do what you said you would do. It's how to look after somebody when you can't deliver on your promises. And a great example of this is restaurants. Have you ever been to a restaurant with shitty service because either it's got busy or something was just unfortunate? Now, I need to dig out the study for this, but what they found is that people will be satisfied if that problem has been rectified in some way. So I remember once, and this was a long, long, long time ago, that me and Anna went to our favorite restaurant. And we sat down at our favorite table. And unfortunately, our favorite table was, they're double booked. And they moved us somewhere else. And because they moved us somewhere else, they gave us a free glass of wine. So we were very happy because we had a free glass of wine. And we weren't overly bothered about moving. And the worst thing happened in the world is the fact that they were so busy and they fucked up twice that they had to move us upstairs in the other part of the restaurant. But to make up with it, they said free drinks all night, as in you don't have to pay for your drinks.
And
we were happy. We were absolutely ecstatic because they made up for that. And I think they found that people are genuinely happy if they've had to wait a bit extra, if that person comes to them and says, I'm really sorry we've done this.
Let me make it right. Yeah.
Let me make it right. And I think that is such an important thing to do, because you're able then to be, once again, honest to someone that you fucked up,
yep,
or something wasn't what is expected. And what most normal people want to know in that situation is, what are you going to do about it? And if they have to say, like, if I have to turn around to a restaurant and say, well, shouldn't I have free drinks and that, you're making me feel like I'm a bit of a dick, yeah, even though it's your fault, you fucked up, if that makes sense. And you don't want that. You want to just nod and just go, yeah, you fucked up, but you're saying the right things now. And once again, I would be, if you were to ask me walking out the door, would you ever come back? What's the answer going to be? Yes. But if I felt like I had to haggle to try and get something off the menu because of your fuck up, I am not coming back.
That's it.
So it's an important thing to understand that you're not going to be perfect. You're not a robot. You are going to say you're going to do some things. Life's going to get in the way. One of the things that I'm super, super passionate about is, you know, if you're really struggling mentally, physically in some way, and this is actually going to send you over the edge and break you, once again, that is an absolute okay to not deliver on that promise. As long as you say, I will make up to you, or exactly, I will owe you one. And then you remember that you owe that person.
You know, all of this can be summed up in quite an elegant sentence. Keep your word. Do what you're going to say you're going to do. And if you can't, make it right. That's it.
Yep. Absolutely love that. Anything else to add to that, Mr. Meredith?
I think to be honest, it was one of those ones that I thought, I know we didn't have an awful lot of time today, but I want to make sure we got something out, because I do appreciate those that listen to us and give their time up freely and stuff. And we didn't want to just phone it in. It just so happens right now, me and Jay are both quite busy, but we made a commitment to ourselves and to you. And that was a word that we never don't want to keep. So we kept it, and I thought it was just a useful lesson. There are times you can't do everything perfect. It's not going to be exactly how you want it, but just showing up, doing your best, getting it done, doing what you said you would do is incredibly powerful. And people would learn to just rely on you, trust your word. And honestly, it bleeds into every part of your life. And just, you know, the more you keep the word, the more you get shit done that you said you're going to do, the better everything tends to be in life and in business, full stop.
And more opportunities come your way when people look at you as that person. And I've always thought that, you know, when people say, oh, what do you think of Jay Alderton? You know, I always said this, and is if someone said that guy's a dick, that every single person around who's listening to that would not believe them.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can make sure that that happens is be a person that says they're going to do stuff and fucking does it. Simple as that.
Mate.
Right, ladies and gents. Really hope you enjoyed this shorter episode, and I hope that you'll keep with your word when you're listening to this, that you will share, you will review, you will let other people know that this podcast is awesome, because we think you're awesome. We really appreciate you listening to this. We love it when we see you share it on your socials, because it lets other people know about the podcast, and it really does mean a lot to both me and Dan.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gents, as always, I've been your body, Jamie Ullerton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.